Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, October 22nd. The premier says public health measures such as vaccine passports and mask mandates could be gone by next March. Doug Ford says he'll start by lifting capacity limits on Monday at restaurants, bars, gyms, and casinos. But Ford says there is one catch: case numbers and hospitalization rates must remain low.
Let me reinforce the word cautious. We have always been cautious. I'm going to be super cautious. If we do not see the numbers in a stable place, we just aren't going to do it. It's as simple as that.
On November 15th, the government plans to lift capacity limits on nightclubs and wedding venues. Ford says vaccine certificate requirements in lower risk establishments maybe could be lifted in January. By the end of March, the hope is to lift remaining safety measures, including mask wearing. Grey Bruce OPP are reporting a sudden death in Northern Bruce Peninsula. Police say on Wednesday at about 4:15 in the afternoon, OPP, paramedics, Northern Bruce Peninsula firefighters, and the Joint Rescue Coordination Center responded to a report of an injured party near Cypress Lake Road. One person was pronounced deceased. Their identity is being withheld while family members are notified. OPP say a second individual was transported to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say further updates will be released as more information becomes available. Grey Bruce OPP are thanking witnesses who provided life-saving measures on scene. The Owen Sound and District Chamber of Commerce held its annual Business Excellence Awards Thursday night. The Hospitality Award went to the Nutty Baker Food Shop. On Point Insulation was recognized as the new business of the year. O'Share was honored with the Not-for-Profit Community Service Award. The business of the year with 24 or fewer employees was the Owen Sound IDA. And the business of the year with 25 or more employees was Queen of Hearts Nursery School and Daycare. The Hanover Library is holding a big book sale at Hanover Raceway. Hours are from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. today and Saturday. The library says there is a huge selection of fiction and nonfiction books, movies, magazines, puzzles, and games. Admission is free, sales are cash only, and all proceeds fund library programs and services. Actor Alec Baldwin has made a statement after a prop gun he fired while filming a Western movie yesterday resulted in the death of the cinematographer Helena Hutchins and injured the director Joel Souza. Baldwin says there are no words to convey his shock and sadness regarding the tragic accident and says he's fully cooperating with the police investigation to address how it occurred. In sports, Major League Baseball playoffs continue tonight. Game 6 in the American League Championship Series is set to go in Houston between the Astros and Boston Red Sox. Houston holds a 3-2 series lead. Game time is 8:08. The NLCS will resume tomorrow in Atlanta after the LA Dodgers won Game 5 last night. The Braves are up 3-2 in the series. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs are set to host the San Jose Sharks at 6 this evening. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Owen Sound Attack are back in action tonight after last night's road loss to the Windsor Spitfires. Fred Wallace has more.
The Owen Sound Attack will seek their first win on the road on Friday night when they are in London to go against the Knights. On Thursday night at Windsor, Luca Hano had a hat trick as the Spitfires dropped the attack by a score of 7-4. Owen Sound looking for their first win on the road. They are 0-1-0-1 to this point, going to the third game set for 7:30 in London on Friday night. Fred Wallace reporting.
Lots more hockey tonight in the Provincial Junior Hockey League. Four games, including Kincardine at Hanover and Mount Forest at Walkerton. Both those are underway at 8. In WOAA Senior Hockey, two games at 8:30 this evening. The Saugeen Shores Winterhawks host Creemore, and Shallow Lake plays at home against Minto. In the CFL, the Toronto Argonauts visit the Montreal Alouettes. In high school football, the Owen Sound District Wolves host the Saugeen District Royals. And in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors play on the road against the Boston Celtics. Game time is 7:30. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.